Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. We have got a fantastic show for this day. We'll tell you more about it after we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. Father, we know you love us. We know you love us so much that you allowed us to be created. One day the goal you have in mind is for us to live with you forever in heaven. Wow, we thank you for that. Father, we ask you to help us with the challenges that we face throughout the day, the people, the situations, the circumstances. We ask you to grant us the grace that we need. We thank you for this season of Advent, a season of hope. Help us to grow closer to you through your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit during this season. Father, we lift up all of those who are suffering today in any way, those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are homeless, those who are confined to their homes or confined to prisons. We ask you to be with them, to strengthen them, to give them your peace, and to heal them in the way that they need. And we also ask you to speak through us on the program today. May your words go forth from our lips, and may all of our minds and hearts be open to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you ready to go? Fasten your seatbelts. We've got a great show. This is Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. And by the way, we are the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. We're blessed to be with you every day on Holy Spirit Radio. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be joined by Dr. Brian Engelin. He's the author of the new book from Sophia Institute Press, Force for Good, The Catholic Guide to Business Integrity. That's going to be an interesting interview. Also, we'll have a pre-recorded interview done by our own Barbara Schinkel of Holy Spirit Radio. She recently sat down with Monsignor Joseph Gentile. He's the pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish right around the corner here. He's going to be talking about the upcoming presentation of Handel's Messiah, which is coming up this weekend. More details to follow. Well, waiting in the wings, standing by anxiously, is Dave Parker. Good morning, brother. Congratulations on the Army victory.
Thank you, Gary. And Dale and Frank.
All right, well, this is the...
Yeah, whatever.
Right now, okay, this is it. All right, Frank Eliason.
It was a great game.
Yeah. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I sat here last week and I said to you offline, I'm confident in the Eagles, but, however, as a Philly guy, my only concern in the back of my mind, I know it wouldn't happen, is what if Carson Wentz gets hurt?
And it certainly was always a concern. You know what? Yesterday's Eagles game was absolutely an incredible football game.
For them to pull that out.
Just to be a fan of football, that game was absolutely incredible from both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. He did get hurt. Amazingly played a number of downs after that and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he is
four downs after.
Now he is the leading quarterback in terms of in a single season in Eagles history for a number of touchdowns. All right. Now let's step back though. You know, there's a lot of talk about a torn ACL and possibilities. Right. An MRI has not been done yet.
Correct.
First of all, Eagles fans should relax a little bit. Let's wait till we actually hear
something.
That's
what our coach said last night. Wait till the report comes in.
Exactly. Let's see what the actual report is, and then we'll deal with it. Now, that all being said, if everybody looks back and remembers the year when Foles came in, he had a quarterback rating of 119, which was, I believe, one of the highest ever for a season. You know, coming in on that, I guess it was McNabb who got injured. You know, and so he had an incredible year that year. He is a good quarterback.
Yes, he is.
He actually has a winning record. I think his record is something like 55-26. You know, for his starts, he did leave Philadelphia to become a starter and really didn't work out as a starter. But you know what? He is a good quarterback. He's really good. Paired up with Peterson.
Yeah.
It's actually a nice pairing.
It is. It is. And
look at what he did yesterday.
He has great. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. I mean, coming off the bench, I mean, we can have confidence in him. You know, he hasn't had a lot of reps, but he is good.
Yeah.
So let's before we even, you know, let's enjoy go to first prejudge of all, him.
The Eagles are now NFC East Division champions.
Exactly. You're right.
They're in the playoffs. If you would at the start of this year, I would have said, hey, you know what? If they, I can't even see them getting to 8-8, but hopefully they get to 8-8, maybe 9-7. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Well, first of all, we're 11-2. We're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a done deal.
Yep.
So, you know what? Let's sit and enjoy this. Let's, you know, let's hope for the best when it comes to Wentz. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's also cheer on Foles. You know, he can make for a really good, he's a really good competitor. And the fact is, our, you know, the teams we're playing don't know what to expect when you know, get a new quarterback in there.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not going to make it where they can look back at the film and go, here's what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen because we don't even know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Foles is not an unknown quantity. He is good. So, I mean, he just needs – I mean, he's the guy now. Let's go with him. Let's go with it.
This could be the making of a great story, right? I mean,
exactly. One more thing about the Army Navy. I have to give a shout out to Mr. Dale Meyer, who has a Navy background, and I'm Army. Right. And you know, around here we banter about that on air and off air. No sooner had the Army won, my phone rings, and Barb and I, my wife and I, are sitting on, you know, on the couch watching the after the post game stuff, and ring ring, and there's Dale. What a guy, what a stand up guy.
It takes a big man to do
that. He manned up.
That's right.
Thank you, Dale.
That's right. Well,
God bless you, man.
Yeah, and congratulations again, Dave.
Thank you
for that Army victory. All right, let's take a quick look at the weather here. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 34 degrees under overcast skies. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 33. Tuesday, a slight chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 47 degrees. At the moment in Fort Washington, it's 32. In Buckingham, it's 31. And in New Holland, it is 33 degrees.
Wow.
How did you survive with the snow, Mr. Parker?
Pretty well.
We got about 4 inches where I'm at in Mount Laurel.
We did, you know, 4 to 5. I love it. I love this, the snow, you know, the pristineness of it. You know, it's the next couple days.
It did look
days.
Nice, I have
the
to admit.
The next couple days when it gets ugly black.
Frank's giving you the evil eye, brother.
It was nothing of a snowstorm. Come on.
Well, no, I didn't say it was a snowstorm.
I was out driving around.
It was nice and pristine. And
well, we have our new equipment was supposed to come today. It actually arrived on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
And thankfully, the FedEx person saw my number on the door and called and said,
"Oh, good.
You know, I just left you 6 boxes here. $50,000 of equipment was sitting outside in the snow." So,
how fast did you get here?
As fast as I could. I dropped everything I was doing and got here. And so, you know, got that all inside. So I was out driving around. And then I went out later on that day, too, because I ran out of ink because I printed the manual, which I should bring in, which is about yay thick.
Real quick. Well, Gary and I were looking at Frank. He was beaming ear to ear. It's like Christmas came early.
Because of the new equipment.
Yeah, yeah. He's salivating.
So, right. So looking forward to that. It's going to take us in a whole new direction, right?
If I had my way, we'd have it in today.
Yeah, I know you. I know.
Yeah, it won't happen that fast. It's going to happen over the next few weeks. I've figured out plans to be able to do it. But if everybody could say a prayer for me, I didn't buy one piece of equipment, which was $1,000 I thought was a waste of money. I won't know if I really need that equipment until later on today.
Okay.
And so hopefully I won't need that. And so, you know, if everybody could say a prayer for me, because that's going to decide a lot of how fast we move.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, definitely. I have to go buy that piece of equipment.
Maybe you should set up that video around this studio while you in.
I would be afraid of the words that would come out of my mouth in the video.
Yeah.
No, not you, Frank.
I just lost my.
I caught you off guard on that one. I knew I did.
I had a valid point. Oh, yesterday was the second Sunday of Advent. Yes. I don't want to lose sight of that because, man, it is already flying by. The message on the first Sunday of Advent that we heard at Mass was, stay awake, be ready. And yesterday, we heard John the Baptist say, he's coming, you know. And and I was really, I'm going to talk more about that later in the show, but we're going to continue on with the Mass readings. Here's today's Gospel. And of course, the message is, you know, get ready. Don't get swept up in the frenzy. Make sure you spend some time with the Lord each day. Here's the Gospel today. It's from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. and some men brought on a stretcher, a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in Jesus' presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles in the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." The man stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." You know, this is a great message, and one that I really got to experience over the weekend. What Jesus is saying here is that it's more miraculous to heal somebody of their sins than it is to do a physical healing.
Yes.
I went to confession over the weekend, which is a great thing to do in Advent, and what a great feeling. I mean, the burden is lifted.
Absolutely.
My whole family went. We felt really good.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You know, and I think that's a great message for us in this Advent season, even if it's been a long time. Get to confession.
Exactly.
Don't carry around the guilt of those sins.
Exactly. Wow.
You know,
can't top that.
No, I mean, that's the message. And, of course, Frank, you see the Pharisees, the people just waiting to trip Jesus up and saying, "Wait a minute, who but God alone can forgive sins?"
Exactly.
But Jesus was God. Mm-hmm. But he didn't fit the mold. They expected the Messiah to come in a different way.
I was going to say, there they go again.
Exactly, exactly.
Trying to entrap him.
But that's we're the same exact way. You know, we don't think God's there. We don't think, you know, this person represents this. It happens all the time. You could see where it came from.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. I feel like I'm saying this a lot when we read these Gospels. Jesus seems to be saying the same thing a lot. I wonder why. I wonder if it's because we're not getting the message.
He knows us.
Right?
Yeah.
He keeps saying that. Yeah. And it sounds like he's saying the same thing, but he is, because he knows that we need to hear it. When we come back, boy, we're going to talk about something very interesting, Catholic business integrity, with Dr. Brian Engel.
Nice.
Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 11th. Today we celebrate Pope Saint Damasus I. Little in the life of today's saint was smooth and uncomplicated, beginning with his decision to follow the Pope into exile in mid-4th century Rome. Imagine the irony when, a short time later, he returned to Rome and supported the anti-pope Felix II. The irony continued when, in the year 366, Damasus himself became pope in a disputed and divisive election. The controversy between Damasus and the new anti-pope resulted in violent battles in two basilicas. So why is Damasus honored as a saint of the Church? He was a holy man who was also a capable administrator and a writer of some depth. He was fierce in his denunciation of the heresies of his day. During his pontificate, Christianity was declared the official religion of the Roman state, and Latin became the principal liturgical language. He encouraged St. Jerome in his biblical studies and translation work. In a troubled and pivotal period of church history, Damasus stood out as a zealous defender of the faith who knew when to be progressive and when to entrench. He served as pope until his death in the year 384.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
If grace was a kingdom, I stopped at the gate, thinking I don't deserve to pass through after all the mistakes that I've made. Oh, but I heard a whisper as heaven bent down, said, child, don't you know that the first will be last and the last get a crown? It's always the ones with the scars that you use. Oh, it's the rebels and the prodigals. It's the humble and the weak. All the misfit heroes you chose. Tell me there's hope for sinners like me. And now I'm just a beggar. There's a seat at the table just waiting for you, so come on inside.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Broken Things by Matthew West. The time right now is 7:18. Catholic business integrity. Boy, that's a topic that I can't wait to dig into. There's a new book out from Sophia Institute Press, Force for Good, The Catholic Guide to Business Integrity by Dr. Brian England. He joins us on the phone right now to talk about this. Dr. England, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Praised be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever, brother.
Absolutely.
What a great topic, business integrity. If you could, tell us a little bit how this book came about.
Well, you know, business integrity is like baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie a la mode. You know, everybody says, hey, give me some of that. Yeah. But the challenge is that most people don't do it very well.
Yeah.
The ice cream is too runny. The crust is too thick, you know, in the business when they apply it to business. And the book is all about trying to help business people, people who, you know, they manage a department, they manage a company, they're starting a company, they're entrepreneurs, or they're just simply an employee, and they want to make their workplace better.
Yeah.
They have this sense that, you know, the kinds of things that we're doing in this world aren't really working effectively in business. There seems to be too much crony capitalism, greed, and all the other things rolled into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this book is all about helping folks who want to take where they are and really improve it a little bit better, and so that they can do the kinds of things that St. John Paul II talked about, this idea of living a divided life is the wrong approach. You know, we're great Christians on Sundays,
yeah.
and then the rest of the week, we'll throw that away. We got to do this because this is the way business is done. Well, no. What we should be doing is being consistent Christians every day. And there are ways to run your business according to the right way and do the right things every time. And really, that's what the book is all about, help people do that.
Dr. England, what is the real goal of business?
Okay. The real goal of business is not so much of this idea of a metric called profit or yeah. maximization of shareholder wealth. This is something that is kind of a measurement that's used to kind of assess what the business is doing. But when we focus too greatly on that, we can miss the bigger picture. Because, mm-hmm. in fact, what is business all about? It's about service.
Yeah.
It's about bringing people together, individuals, and helping them help others. You get right down to it.
Wow.
It's kind of an interesting thing. As I talk to business executives, they didn't start their business because they wanted to make money. I mean, that was kind of a side issue.
Mm.
They started their business because they saw an opportunity to help somebody else that needed some kind of assistance, whether it be in a product or whether it be in a service. I mean, let's face it, restaurants, they feed us. They
yeah.
provide a really nice, enjoyable experience. And people are motivated when they start restaurants to provide that level of experience to their customers. And this goes all the way through the whole aspect. You name a business, and it's all about service. And then the other aspect of the thing, and the church points this out very, very clearly, mm-hmm. that a role of business is to give people an opportunity to blossom where they are. And the importance of work is integral to the human condition.
Yeah.
Because we develop our capabilities, we develop who we are when we are accomplishing something, when we're using those God-given talents and making something happen in this world.
Would you say that business is actually a calling?
Yes, you know, that's something that Pope Francis has talked about recently.
Yeah.
He talks about business as being a noble vocation,
wow.
a calling from God. And I think that's kind of a strange thing to say because, gosh, most of us think about vocation as something that's a religious aspect
exactly.
of the thing.
Exactly, exactly.
And we say, what religion is there in this business thing? Well, there is aspects to religion in business, meaning it's how we use the talents and the abilities and the yearnings of the heart that the Holy Spirit has given us in terms of the kinds of things that we want to help and develop and do in the world. It's how we are called to do those kinds of things and make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, we were talking about this last week on the program. We were talking specifically about Pope Francis and his comments on the economy. And the point was made on the program. We had Dr. Robert Waples on the show who wrote
oh, sure.
Pope
okay,
Francis
great.
And the Caring Society.
Yes,
and
okay, good.
He made the point that God created the economy. And that's a point that we typically don't think of. We look at the Pope and we say, well, what is he doing talking about business? Why doesn't he just stick to faith and morals? But in reality, they are completely intertwined, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. And you know, the church... through the saints and through good Catholics over the years has really said a lot about the conduct of business. And you look back at the foundations of modern business back in the Middle Ages,
yeah.
a lot of that was done by the monastery system, by some of the individuals that began and had an influence on the start of business. Many of these folks were Catholic. And many of them applied Catholic principles and ideas to when they got things started.
How does profit fit into all this? I mean, you are not suggesting that a business person completely ignores profit.
Not at all. Obviously, profit is the kind of thing that tells you it's a measurement of whether the business is going to survive or not, or
right.
is surviving or is doing the right things. Yeah, they talk about the idea that profit to business is necessary, just like breathing is necessary for a human being. But we would never say that our objective in life is to breathe as much air as we possibly can. Mm. I mean, that would be kind of a crazy thing. But certainly, you know, the idea of making money, it shows that, in fact, your products and services are appreciated,
right.
that you have control of what your business is doing, and that you are obviously providing the an appropriate return to your shareholders.
Would you say that there are some virtues that are necessary in order to be able to run a good business?
Yes, Gary. The church talks about three essential things
mm-hmm.
that are important in business. And the first, of course, would be a kind of basic moral idea. Don't lie, cheat, steal, you know, those kinds of things from the commandments.
Yeah.
The second thing they talk about is this idea of growing in virtue. We're all about this improving ourselves. And, in fact, I think virtue is the original continuous improvement paradigm as applied to business mm-hmm. because you need to assess where you are but constantly look for improvement. And that's the idea of virtue.
Right.
Virtue is gaining a habitual response so that you do the right things when it comes up, when that decision is made. So virtue is the second thing. And then the third thing is the body of teaching that has now become known as Catholic social teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the principles there are really very applicable to business. So those three areas, basic core understanding of right and wrong, the virtues, and then Catholic social doctrine or Catholic social teaching, those are the things that are necessary to build values for a business and in order to achieve integrity.
It's such an important topic. I really appreciate you coming on the show, Dr. Englund. The book is Force for Good, The Catholic Guide to Business Integrity by Sophia Institute Press. We're going to have a link to be able to purchase. Our listeners can purchase the book at spiritinthemorning.com. And again, thanks so much for your work. Thanks for writing a great book. And thanks for helping to stretch us a little bit, because typically we look at business as separate from our faith. And as you say, they're the same. They should be related.
That's for sure. And thank you, Gary. God bless, and have a most blessed Advent.
Thank you, my friend. Blessed Advent, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right.
That's Dr. Brian Englund. Dave Parker,
yes.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Force for Good, The Catholic Guide to Business Integrity.
Yeah. I mean, coming on the heels of Dr. Waples, I mean, I love that. I love that theme. I mean, there are many business people, I'm sure, that listen to us.
That's correct.
And they get into the secular world, and sometimes those principles are, like, shucked and go by the wayside, you know?
We don't typically think of business as being a calling, going into business as being
exactly.
a calling. But
exactly.
Dr. Englund mentioned, it really is a calling. All right, stay tuned
for
an interview with Monsignor Joseph Gentile about the upcoming performance of Handel's Messiah. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Officials say the largest, most destructive wildfire burning in Southern California is expected to grow as it enters its second week. The Thomas Fire north of Los Angeles has burned more than 270 square miles, prompted tens of thousands of evacuations, and destroyed nearly 800 structures. But despite the number and size of these wildfires burning in the region, there has been only one confirmed death. Republican Roy Moore and Democrat Doug Jones are making their final pushes ahead of tomorrow's special Senate election in Alabama. Voters today will be receiving a robocall from President Trump in support of Moore. During his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Francis noted the presentation of the Nobel Peace Prize to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. He said, quote, the commitment towards upholding the dignity of all people, in particular the weakest and most vulnerable, means also working with determination to build a world without nuclear arms, end quote. The Pope also expressed his closeness to the victims in India of Cyclone Oki. Vatican Radio reports the Holy Father specifically mentioned the families of the more than 500 fishermen who have gone missing because of the cyclone. Several Indian dioceses have said they are very much engaged in rescue operations and relief work. And the Vatican has released the Pope's message for the World Day of the Sick, which takes place on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. The theme this year comes from Jesus on the cross. Woman, behold your son, behold your mother. The Pope said in his message, quote, the Lord's words brilliantly illuminate the mystery of the cross, which does not represent a hopeless tragedy, but rather the place where Jesus manifests his glory and shows his love to the end, end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
We are live on location from St. Hubert's Catholic High School for Girls in Northeast Philadelphia.
We are live at the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference at St. Joseph's University.
We're at the dining car doing a remote broadcast today. Gary Zimak along with Frank Eliason, we are live at Lansdale Catholic High School this morning. We have a really tough job today. We are live on location coming to you from the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
We have a lot of fun at Holy Spirit Radio. Part of the recent technology upgrades we have done is the ability to broadcast from anywhere, anytime. We now have the ability to show others living the faith each and every day, whether it is from their school, their business, their church, or other Catholic events they are part of. If there's a place where you would like us to broadcast from, please email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you and God bless.
Bow down and dangers seem.
more inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Good morning. This morning we're joined by Monsignor Joe Gentile. He's the pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Buckingham, and Lee Milhouse. We're here to talk about this upcoming Handel's Messiah sing-along. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's that time of year again. Talk a little bit about how special this is, Lee.
Well, musically, it's an absolute delight to be able to perform this work. Not only perform this work, but in the wonderful setting at Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is now the fifth year we've done this, is, I find, hard to believe. But we change it up a little bit each year. This year, we actually are going to also have the Lenape Middle School Choir join us, and they're going to be singing along with a piece, another piece by Leroy Anderson that we sort of add as a warm-up to Messiah, which is Sleigh Ride, which everybody knows. But there's actually words to that song, which you might have heard a soloist sing on the radio or something. But that choir is going to be performing that. And then, of course, we do the Leroy Anderson Christmas Festival, which is full of all kinds of carols and kind of gets the audience's voices warmed up. And then we go into Messiah, where those who would like to sing the Messiah choruses are more than welcome to chime in.
And, Monsignor, you have been a part of this as well.
Yeah, I've been the pastor at Our Lady Guadalupe now for 8 years, just over 8 years, and have had the pleasure of having Lee Milhouse and Gilbert Sullivan Orchestra and group come and sing on a number of those years. I kind of was stunned to realize that it's been 5 years already.
I know.
But we're very honored to have them. It's great because I was thinking on my way over, you know, what is so wonderful about having them is I think Lee, along with the artists that come, bring with them a real professional artistic presentation. Here we are in Doylestown, Buckingham Township, Doylestown area, and we have such quality craftsmanship as far as the artists are concerned. And Lee is able to bring that all together. You don't have to go down to Philadelphia or up to New York City, although those are wonderful places to go, and the Kimmel Center and up in New York, listening, you know, to the plays and the orchestras that you have the opportunities to go to. But it's right here in Doylestown. So the quality of the craftsmanship and the music that's provided for us, the locale right here. And I'm blessed because they find Our Lady of Guadalupe as a church a nice place to gather for a wonderful sound. So it makes me proud as the pastor of the parish and helpful in the building of the church that an organization such as this finds the sound so good there. And it is a beautiful setting, the church itself. And I guess there's some practical aspects to having it there. We have wonderful parking and lots of bathrooms, lots of gathering space. So I think that's kind of important. But the beauty of the sound, I think, is important. And then this particular presentation at Christmas time, Lee and his group has audience participation. And I think that's unique as well. While you can go to other places and listen to these various pieces of music that he's going to play, Handel's Messiah, and, that you can participate, that the audience participation is not only it's welcomed, you know, so it's a part of the whole experience. And the other aspect to the having it there later Guadalupe too, and these different groups coming in, is I think there's a whole evangelization aspect to it, that it's the people that come are not just from Catholic churches. We have a number of Protestant churches that stop by. We've even had people of the Jewish faith that come in and listen to these. They find the church beautiful and welcoming and warm, our people as well, welcoming and warm. And like I said, the quality of the sound that you hear, of the music, Lee is able to really bring together these artists, and they make beautiful music that some people pay a lot more money and go a lot further to hear. And as I said, I would just encourage the listeners, you know, to come. Just come and see and hear the beauty of what's going to be provided.
And I wanted to say, too, it's you mentioned about being able to go to Philadelphia to hear amazing performances. We actually end up having most of the soloists tend to come in from Philadelphia to sing here, or from New York, or from New Brunswick, or Princeton. So a lot of the soloists come to us now in this area, and it's really, really, that is the part of the program that the audience can really sit and listen to. The solos are purely done by the soloists, and many of them are really operatic voices in nature, because Handel's music was really opera music. Just when he changed his career path from writing Italian opera in London, which was falling out of phase, he ended up writing oratorio, which basically has English texts. Of course, the English could understand that, and have a religious theme or character to them. Mm-hmm. There's other works such as Judas Maccabeus and that kind of thing that are religiously themed. But that's essentially what Masai is. So they are very demanding vocal parts, and these singers are really phenomenal.
Mm. Well, you're absolutely not going to do the entire Messiah. That would probably be too long.
No, we do the Christmas portion. Messiah was actually written to be performed during Holy Week, the entire thing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the time period when it was written, when you went to the theater, you would stay for 2.5 hours or church or whatever. Messiah was performed at all different locations. But in today's age, that's a long concert. Wagner operas might be on that on that realm, but they take lots of intermissions, and at the Met they even get dessert in between the third and fourth act. We don't have that.
Not yet.
But we do the Christmas portion of Messiah, which is totally appropriate for this time of year, and then we add in the very famous Hallelujah chorus, and then we put in four movements or so from the Easter section. At the end. And this year we're adding two of those solos that we have not done before, one of which is the trumpet shell sound, which is absolutely one of the most striking, stunning trumpet bass arias in all of classical music. So I've wanted to do it for many years. I've got the soloist who's able to do it this year, but I also was able to find the trumpet player that was able to play this. It's a very demanding trumpet solo. So I'm really looking forward to performing that this year.
It is.
And Mark Cotton is our bass soloist. He travels around the country and the world singing opera, and we're just thrilled that he lives in New Brunswick and is able to come down and join us.
Well, let's get into the logistics. What day is this and what time?
We do two performances on Saturday, the 16th of December. One of them is at 2:00. And then the others at 7:30. And speaking a little more to the space at Guadalupe, because there's a wonderful narthex or gathering area there, before the concert starts, we frequently have either vocal music or instrumental music in the lobby area of the church before you even go in. So if you get there earlier and the church is not fully opened up yet, there's plenty of space to just stay out in the narthex and listen to some other wonderful music before we get in.
We'll talk about ticket availability. Are the tickets available online, at the door? What do you recommend?
I believe they are available online, and I should have checked that out. But we have our Bucks County Gilbert and Sullivan Society website is Bucks County Gilbert and Sullivan. If you search that on the Google, Google it, you will find our website. Tickets are certainly available at the door, and Guadalupe is a wonderfully large space. There's no danger of it'd be wonderful to say we could fill that space, but how many people fit into the parish?
Well,
about 1,000?
That plus. We have a capacity of 1,250 people. I would love to fill it.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Yeah. We'd make quite a glorious noise.
Well, you get a good turnout. You do in the past have gotten a good turnout. And it's growing, too, as well as it becomes more and more well-known, and we become more and more well-known. And
you just pick your seat once you get in there, right?
Yes, the way the seating works is if the audience, we kind of divide folks up into those that would like to sing with the choruses, and if so, they sit towards the front of the pews and in by sections, so soprano, altos, and tenors, basses, they all sit together.
That's interesting.
And then if people just want to come and listen to this as though it were a concert, which it is, of course, it's a participatory one, but if you sit in the back of the church, you're just taking this in just like any concert goer would. You
I sit wherever I want. Since
yes.
I'm a pastor.
You don't audition them, Lee, do you, when they come in? You don't make
it. No, there's no auditioning. And also on our website, the chorus parts are available. If you read music and just want to come and sing but don't want to bring your whole score with you, just go to our website, and every single chorus that we're going to sing has a PDF of just the chorus reduction. So it's maybe 10 pages. You just print that out and bring it along with you, and you've got all the music ready to go.
I'm impressed when I go there, as I don't participate actively in the singing as far as bringing the music along, because I'm not quite that talented, but I love listening to it, and I'm impressed with the number of people that do want to actively participate and how they're so organized. Lee and his whole setup, they know how to seat the people, where to put them, and they're very inviting and welcoming. And then for those of us who just really want to kind of more passively participate by listening and then, you know, joining in, you know, with singing as we know it. Of course, all around the church, there's places, you know, to sit and good seating and rather comfortable. It is a church and, you know, it is the pew setting, but the concert isn't all that long.
No.
And the pews are quite comfortable, you know, as far as that is concerned. Certainly, we wouldn't want to sit there for 3 hours.
Right. We do this without intermission. So yeah. With the, it's probably about an hour and 15, 20 minutes or so.
And it's just comfortable, just a perfect amount of time, I think.
I think that the way that it was written, the music, it just, you cannot leave this performance without feeling uplifted and feeling a deeper sense of God, our Creator, and the majesty and the miracle of Christ's incarnation. Thank you so much for being with us, Monsignor. Can you close with our blessing for our
so
listeners?
So just to bow our heads in prayer, recognizing the Lord's presence. Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit down upon us and fill us with your life, and your love, and your goodness as the Advent season approaches us. And as we enter into it, may we prepare our hearts, make our hearts a home for the incarnate Jesus. And may we share that Jesus with all those with whom we encounter, so that as we approach Christmas, we may find ourselves ready to celebrate his birth into our lives and the salvation that he holds out for all people. We ask this with the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Because of his autism and Tourette's syndrome, 11-year-old Austin Mendrala had trouble finding other kids to play with. So his mother Delilah sent out a Facebook plea asking her son's friends, or anyone looking to make new friends, to meet them at the school playground that Thursday. To the delight of both mother and son, two police cruisers showed up. Detective Chris Spillane was largely responsible for these officers' attendance after seeing Delilah's post and passing the message along to his department. Other kids and even firefighters showed up as well, but Delilah was especially touched by the officers' kindness. She concluded, "The fact that the police took time out of their day to play with these kids and warm their hearts, that was amazing." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Sunset, I sweep the snow from my doorstep. I just can't help but stop and grin. It's like I'm 10 years old again. And everywhere I go, I can feel it. Some say it moves like a spirit. It falls on us once a year, like it came on a midnight clear. The soul of this season is a gift. When love came down to Leslie, let's open up and let our hearts embrace this moment for Christmas. Before the sunrise, I sneak downstairs to sparkling eyes, and oh, what joy it brings to me. The family around our Christmas tree, and I thank the Lord for his favor as we sing the songs of the Savior. Our Savior, the soul of this season is a gift. When love came,
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's Christmas This Year by Toby Mac featuring Lee Nash. My name is Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:52. I want to thank Barbara Schinkel for doing that interview with Monsignor Gentile about the upcoming presentation of Handel's Messiah at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. All right, time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. These are the words of Jesus to St. Peter in John 21:19. I think this is so appropriate for Advent. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." You know, if you're trying to do something in Advent, you want to do something in Advent to grow closer to the Lord, what a great thing to do. Just say, "Lord, I want to follow you more." And he's going to give you the opportunities. You'll see. You'll have opportunities to reach out to other people. You'll have opportunities for prayer. You'll have all kinds of things. But make that decision this year. You know, I say it a lot. We don't know if we'll ever have another Advent. Let's make this Advent our best one ever. I've got a message from our Holy Father. It really is convenient. The Pope tweets during the show every day. Here's his message from today. His tweet from today: "We ask for the grace to make our faith more and more operative through acts of charity." You know, ask for the grace. Ask for the grace to be able to go out and help someone. We need the grace because a lot of times we're selfish. We don't want to do it on our own. Final thought before we close out the show from the book 1 Minute Reflections for Advent. This is from G.K. Chesterton, today's thought. "We need help. We need rescuing from getting sucked into the cyclone of a commercialized Christmas. Help. Save us. We must commit more earnestly to times of prayer, worship, silence, and reflection. We must trade commotion for community and frenzy for friends. We must become more genuinely human to recognize Christ within us and his face in the face of others."
Amen. Love that.
Isn't that great?
That is an absolutely great message about community, about others. You know, we're too into ourselves sometimes.
We are. And again, Advent gives us that opportunity.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Try to make a difference in somebody else's life.
Who wouldn't want to slow down and get out of the frenzy and the commotion, as Chesterton just quoted? It was a beautiful quote. I love that. Beautiful.
Do some good faith in action. Do things in your community.
Yeah.
Go volunteer. Yeah.
Acts of charity. Like Pope Francis
someone.
Reminded
just
us today,
it,
right?
Just like the Pope just quoted or tweeted. Yes.
If you want to volunteer, you know, let me know. You can volunteer here. I can always use some help.
215-345-1570. Holy Spirit Radio. I had to take that one. Anyways, real quick, what I did yesterday, I mean, a beautiful out at the seminary, St.
Yeah.
Charles Borromeo Seminary, their annual Christmas concert. It was beautiful. I went out. And I want to give a shout-out to Father, none other than Father DeLacy. He was walking, you know, about, and as were many, many people. It was a packed event.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, Father DeLacy. I was standing there with a young man from St. Francis Cabrini, a Christian. And I guess, well, let's pray for Christian. He's in discernment.
Cool.
About... you know, going into the religious life.
It's a beautiful place.
Oh, it is. And so Father DeLacy comes up, and you know, he's bubbly as ever, you know. And recruitment is on, and numbers are up. Not only in our area, he says, but all across the country.
I think there's people recognizing there's a need for faith in many ways. We had an interesting thing happen Saturday. You know, so my wife and I, you know, anytime someone makes a donation, we get notification via our email.
Right.
And Saturday, I get notification of a donation and comes through and looking at it. I'm like, wait a second. It's actually from my old house.
Oh.
People that bought our old house actually made a donation online. And this is not our New Jersey house. This is our house up here before
Whoa.
We moved from this area, from Chalfont. So they know who they are. So we wound up exchanging
emails.
We wound up exchanging emails. Hey, I checked in to see how they were doing and stuff like that. And you know what? He listens to Spirit in the Morning on his way into Drexel University.
Awesome.
And so, you know, it's one of the things that he loves about the show and loves the you know, what we've been doing here. So know, it was fun to hear and fun to, you know, get that donation come through. It was like, oh, someone I actually know and never even donated before, just like one of those weird Holy Spirit moved moments.
You know what's really cool? Drexel University is my alma mater. All right. So there you go.
One more quick shout-out. Monsignor McGee, who was assistant pastor at St. Francis Cabrini, also on faculty in leadership role at the seminary. He was walking down the hall.
Awesome.
And, great, great bunch.
Yeah, it really sounds like bunch. It really sounds like it. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to let you know, tomorrow on the show, Dr. Alan Schreck will be here to continue his discussion on the Holy Spirit. Also, author Leo Severino will be here to discuss his book, Going Deeper. Wednesday, Tony Agnese and the EWTN Franciscan Friars. We're not sure who we're going to get, but we're going to have somebody on Wednesday. Thursday, Chris Bell from Good Counsel Homes and Father Augustine Weta will be here once again to talk a little bit about humility. So we've got a great week. Beautiful. On Spirit in the Morning.
Great show, Gary.
Remember, thank you, Dave. Remember to let me know if there's anything I can do for you, Gary, at holyspiritradio.org.
And that includes guests that you'd love to hear. If you have a guest idea, let us know. Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately, you know,
that's right.
We have a lot of guests here every single day, and you know, we have two guests a day. That's a lot.
Phone in and in studio.
That's right.
From time to time.
So, you know, please let us know.
And also keep in mind holyspiritradio.org. If you want to listen online, if you want to donate online, that's the place to do it. I mean, don't forget us. At Christmas time, there's a lot going on.
It's a tight time. As I said, we're doing a huge investment. I'm looking. I just brought in the new soundboard to show you
guys.
Looks good. It's a $50,000 investment. It's huge to really be changing things up. It's a lot of work that's going to happen for this, but the whole goal is creating better experiences for our listeners.
Exactly. We need something better.
Exactly.
And different.
Oh, that would be novel. Hey, thanks again for tuning into the show. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating